The following is paid programming and does not express views, opinions, and beliefs of 94.5 WGTK The Answer and our parent company, the Salem Media Group. The sponsor of this program is solely responsible for its content.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We got lots of friends here today on the Saturday Splash.
Yay.
You're tuned in. 94.5 WGTK The Answer. It is Saturday Splash time with Maddie Phillips from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District and some very special guests today. We have with us Patricia Whitener from 4-H and Marie Hegler, the Food and Safety Nutrition Agent. These are your Greenville, these are your Clemson Extension agents right here.
Woo-hoo,
in the suite
Tigers.
With us.
Ow.
And we're going to be talking about, guess what? Water.
Yay!
Yeah!
I love
like
water. I'm drinking water right now.
I am processing water in my body. It feels good. Thank you, water.
I'm 75% water.
What? Oh, you stop. This girl.
True story. Yeah. So what I love about being invited here today, Maddie, is that even though Marie and I in our Greenville County Clemson Extension job duties don't always deal specifically with water, a lot of what we do actually has something to do with water conservation. So can you help us tie in some of what we do with water conservation?
Oh, you know we can. Yeah. So we're talking about water conservation in relation to fall. It's autumn now. It feels great outside.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to be talking all about ways that you can make your home a little bit water eco-friendly for the fall. So let's talk first of all about water conservation and why is it important to conserve your water?
Well, we do take water for granted up here in the upstate, don't we? We're surrounded by rivers and lakes and streams and creeks. So we don't think of water as a precious resource, maybe like our neighbors out west do, or some of the drier areas in the country.
We have water wars in our own country.
We absolutely do. But it is important, even though we're constantly surrounded by it, it is important to think conservatively about water, because it's not something that once we soil it, so to speak, once it gets polluted or dirty, then it is no longer usable. And so there's all kinds of little small ways to make sure that not only are we conserving water, but that we're keeping it clean.
Yeah, we mentioned a few shows ago, we were talking all about the water cycle, that out of 100% of all of the water on Earth, this includes the oceans and all of the water, 0.003% is fresh, unfrozen, clean, accessible water. So if a drop in the bucket, really.
It's so true. It's so true. And we are really, really blessed to have the Greenville watershed and to have these resources that are feeding our communities. And in fact, some of our neighbors actually contact us, even over in Georgia and the Atlanta area. When they run low on water, they're looking towards us to say, hey, can we borrow some of yours since we do such a good job at protecting it and having it? But, you know, it is autumn. And so there's low humidity in the air, and it's starting to feel really, really good. So I'm hoping people are starting to look outside. We've had a pretty dry, hot summer.
You can tell the leaves are already falling off the trees.
It's true. And I haven't heard the word yet from the powers that be, but I'm thinking that our colors this year aren't going to be quite as vibrant as they have in some years past, simply because we haven't had as much rain to get those trees going for the fall. So in an effort to conserve water for themselves, the trees a lot of times will drop those leaves quickly instead of allowing that change to take place that we love to go and witness. But hopefully we'll get some rain in the next little bit that'll push us over into a nice fall color.
Yeah.
But at home, there are certain things we can do to get our yards ready and to get our homes ready for this seasonal change. So do you want to talk about inside or outside?
Ooh, we got inside, all outside,
sides.
All sides.
All sides.
Upside, downside.
Well, you know me, Maddie. I'm a gardener.
Oh, so yeah. Okay, well, let's start outside. So changing in seasons means a change in your water habits. So let's start with that.
All right. So do you have a yard, don't you?
As of this week, I have a yard. I have just moved and I'm very excited. And so I'm here to learn. I've never had my own yard before.
This is exciting. And so, you know, a lot of folks have been trying to water like crazy to keep their grass growing all summer long. And that doesn't change just because the seasons are changing. Now, we're certainly going to need a lot less water. But let's say do you vegetable garden?
I had a vegetable pot garden for the first time this year. All my all my plants were in little pots.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they did really well until I had to stop watering them.
Well, there you go. So now you can change over. You can take those summer warm season plants out of your pots and you can put in some cool season vegetables that aren't going to need quite as much water. You'll still have to water them, especially if they're in containers or in raised beds. But cool season plants, things like broccoli and kale and lettuces and some fall winter squash, those are the types of things that you can start putting in now that you can harvest later in the fall. And they're not going to require quite as much water. And they like the cooler temperatures that we're getting ready to come into.
Okay, so when do I start planting?
Right now.
Yeah. You
go ahead and pull up all that thirsty summer stuff that looks terrible and compost it, you know, feed it to your goats, whatever. get rid of that and go ahead and put in your cool season garden now.
So do you have any tips for a cool season garden? I mean, is there anything differently than a summer season garden or a spring season garden?
Just picking the right vegetables and plants that are that are good.
You have to water them the same?
You don't have to. Thank you for asking, Marie. Actually, they are going to require a little bit less water. So there's another way to conserve water is by putting in those seasonally appropriate vegetables into your garden.
That's great. And Clemson Extension has a really great planting guide on their website. So it'll tell you what is about to become in season, when you should be planting, when you should be harvesting. So and we'll have a link to that at SaturdaySplash.com.
Awesome.
Yeah, getting ready for the garden. So, all right. So our planting habits are different. What other habits do we have that are changing and how will that affect water conservation and quality? So I guess we're using the air conditioner less.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's always good. Less power is being used. And we're going to talk about this in a future show. But y'all, let me tell you about the extremely complicated process from turning water into power.
Absolutely.
We'll dive into that in a future episode. But yeah, right off the bat there's less water being used because you need less power.
Absolutely.
You can leave your windows open too. Yay, it's about to be window
right.
season.
I love that. So there's less humidity in the air. So that's making things a lot easier on us, a lot less moisture in the air.
Yeah, and well, we're about to hit pollen season again, so we'll have to wash our cars more. But if you are going to wash your car, a good way to do that is go onto the grass and wash it in your yard instead of washing it on the driveway where all of that waste, all the dirt and possibly metals and soaps and things from your car, they'll just get soaked right into the grass and get filtered.
Absolutely right.
That.
Absolutely.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you do it on the driveway, then it all just runs down the driveway, runs down the curb, runs down the storm drain, runs right into the river.
And you could always just not wash your car like I do.
That's don't look at mine.
That's mainly laziness.
I mean, it's going to get dirty again. That's a good water conservation technique.
Yeah,
don't wash your car.
Conserving water just by doing nothing.
Yeah.
Now, also, too, some of the things we were talking about when you're conserving water is just finding other uses. So a lot of times if I'm boiling vegetables or I'm preparing dinner and I'm not using a lot of spices, but I'm just boiling something in water, I'll let that pot of water cool down and I'll use it to water my indoor plants.
Yeah. What about plants you eat? Do you do that on plants you eat? Or
yeah,
do you save that for the plants
water,
you're not going to eat?
If you've got water that you've used for cooking and you've boiled it, then it's perfectly acceptable to be putting on plants that you're going to consume.
That's good to know. Yeah. Water habits. I don't know about you guys, but I get much less gross and sweaty in the winter, so I feel like save water on showering. All right. Let's see. What other habits change? Oh, it gets a little bit colder, so putting on more sweaters. It's a good way to save energy at the house instead of turning the heat up. Put a sweater on.
Absolutely.
Put some socks on. Get yourself a cute little hat.
So I'd love for our listeners, if we've inspired anybody or if anybody's got some great handy ideas, I'd love for them to contact your website and put in some of those questions about ways that they save water during the
SaturdaySplash.com. Yeah. And we'll talk later about lots of different ways you can save water around the home and in the garden. And we're going to talk later about food, too. How to prepare all these things that you're growing.
And all this water conservation also coincides with saving money. So that's a good thing.
Save some green to save some green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that a slogan of y'all's?
I just made it.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Glad I could be a part of it.
Thank you, Marie. So we're here with Marie Hegler and Patricia Whitener from the Clemson University Extension. They are your county agents, so they're here for you guys as a resource. What else can we learn about with Extension?
Pretty much anything that you have. Home Garden Information Center is a link that we have, a resource that we have on our Clemson University website, hgic.com, or .clemson.edu, hgic.clemson.edu.
Awesome.
And you can find everything you ever wanted to know about being a homeowner on that site.
Cool. Clemson Extension is here for you. You're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
In the middle of our street, our house, in the middle of our... it has a crowd. There's always something happening. 94.5 WGTK. The answer.